You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And your co-host, Elisa Profumo. Welcome back. This signifies the end of a fantastic week here. We had a bunch of really good shows. This is Casual Friday. I'm joined in the studio by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. How
are
you doing, Elisa?
Hey,
Elisa Profumo. The music that we let into the show, Elisa was jamming because she's a huge fan of Public Enemy and Flavor Flav, right? Are you not?
No, that's you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. That was me jamming.
You were the one that was jamming.
Okay, yeah, I do. But you like Flavor Flav with his big clock around his
neck?
Yeah,
that's funny.
Okay. So anyway, okay. So we have a lot of great stories to talk about today.
Yes, we do.
I mean, everything from things about the FDA, junk food. Hey, we are no longer the fattest nation by 1%. I mean, we have so many good stories to talk about from the nutritional standpoint, from the political standpoint. You're going to want to stay tuned. Lots of good coverage today. We're going to start out, first of all, talking about something. I can't give it away completely, but, you know, we had Con Santuri Davison on the show. And we started to focus on the plight of the individuals in the inner city, that they are not getting the message. They need it the most. Tend to be some of the sickest people around. And the reason is, we're told, is because of the economic challenges that they face. And those economic challenges are real. But Con and I both believe that if they got the right message, they could make the changes and they could get healthy. And we're actually doing something to have an effect. We're focusing on the Detroit and Flint, Michigan area right now, and we're getting ready to roll a project up there that we hope to be able to put together within the next 60 days to try to get the message to the right people. So I'm really excited about that, because this, if you go to these inner city areas, all you find is fast food restaurants, KFC and Taco Bell and McDonald's. And I mean, it's just crap food. And it's unfortunate that this is what people have to choose from. And the better grocery stores aren't setting up there because they feel like, well, how can we compete with 99-cent hamburgers?
There's an article here from the New York Times that says, is junk food really cheaper, with a question mark?
And is it? What did it come away with in that article?
It says that it's not. It basically said that it's cheaper to go to Kroger or Safeway and buy your groceries, take them home, and cook them. But the problem is people are busy. They don't want to have to cook. They want the convenient route.
And so this is all about cooking.
And well, yes, that's what, according to the article. And I think that to eat healthy, you and I both know you have to plan your meals. You have to plan ahead of time. And some people don't have the time. They have kids. They have work. They have stresses in their lives.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You learned to eat from being in your family unit when you were a kid, right?
Yes.
And your mom planned meals,
mm-hmm.
right? She came home from work and she planned the meal.
Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, we were a one-parent family. We were a one-parent family. And we learned to cook. My sister and I learned to cook as well. So, I mean, you can
pitch in.
Pitch in, yes.
Yeah. The point is this that I want to make. You only have to do the hard preparation work for a couple weeks, and then it becomes standard. You know mm-hmm. what to do. Because most people eat about 13 different things week in and week out. And so, as far as the weighing goes and the portion control and the choices and, oh, what do I buy, you know, the grocery list, that becomes a second nature after you're doing this for a couple weeks.
Here it says that a typical order for a family of four at McDonald's includes two Big Macs, a cheeseburger, six chicken McNuggets, two medium and two small fries, two medium and two small sodas. And at McDonald's, that'll cost you about $28.
And that only feeds you one time. You take that same $28 at a grocery store, you buy a whole chicken, a roaster or whatever, and you prepare it yourself, you buy some vegetables, you can eat on that for 2 days.
You can serve a roasted chicken with vegetables along with a simple salad and milk.
I didn't read the article.
No, you did. Yeah. Along with a simple salad and milk for about $14. So that's half that, and then you'll have leftovers.
And you have leftovers.
And that's a lot healthier.
But the problem is people don't want to cook. They don't want to come home and get in front of the stove. And
so then you can teach people, but you can't make them do it. What are you going to do?
I don't know. That's the challenge.
You can make it available to them, but if they're not going to do it, then.
Well, do you think people crave that kind of food? And that is part of the problem, too, that once they start eating fast food, some trigger in there. I mean, lots of people like Dr. Joseph Hiblin and those guys, they say, you know, the endocannabinoid receptor is stimulated when you have high amounts of omega-6 rich polyunsaturated fatty acids. And this is just like marijuana. I mean, it has an addictive quality. Did you say you had an article about why we crave certain types of foods? No.
Yes. Well, I have an article that talks about healthy substitutes for
foods. Oh, okay. Even better. So when we crave these foods, there are things that we could use instead, right?
Yeah. For example, if you're craving candy, have some fresh berries or nuts. And like strawberries, we've dried strawberries in our dehydrator.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very sweet alternative.
Yeah.
And you still get the healthy benefit of a strawberry. And strawberries are low in sugar.
And you know what? I said this a week or two ago. We went out with some friends, and one of our friend's son reached into his pocket when we got to the restaurant and asked Elisa, would you please throw this away for me? And he had a wad of paper in his pocket.
And I said, Zeke, what was that?
And it was packets of sugar. He was eating packets of sugar, like you would tear three of them and put them in your coffee. He was eating.
He had seven packets.
He ate seven packets of sugar. That to me is unfathomable. And I know his mom didn't know it. I mean, she couldn't have known it because she would have stopped him. But I mean, really? Seven packets of sugar? A kid? Like raw sugar? Not even candy. It's not even like, you know, okay, made to look like something else, like caramel. It was sugar packets the kid was eating. That's mm-hmm. shocking to me.
For ice cream, unsweetened yogurt with fresh or frozen fruit. French fries, you can bake zucchini. I've done that, and that's really good.
Yeah.
Nachos, avocado spread with quinoa crackers. Lasagna, stuffed peppers or tomatoes with lean protein.
Yeah.
So if you have to be creative with your cooking, which I am.
You have to think about it.
You have to think about it, but I like to cook.
Right.
That there's a difference there. Instead of mashed potatoes, have sweet potatoes or mashed cauliflower.
Right.
The mashed cauliflower is really good.
It tastes so good. And, you know, we've talked about this ad infinitum on this show from time to time, but when you eat these fast foods, people like to call it hollow calories. You never get satisfied. And there's a reason you don't get satisfied. It's because these are not nutrient-dense meals. It's questionable how much meat is actually in one of those patties from a fast food restaurant. I say this all the time. In fact, there was somebody on a group called Team Fit Body that was challenging a comment that I made and you shared about the small amounts of beef in these patties that we get at like McDonald's and stuff like that.
And I'm not sure how the conversation went, but I do remember looking on the government website at the nutritional information of the hamburgers and McDonald's, and there's carbs in there.
Right.
So
there's no carbs in meat.
That was my point to her. How can there be, if there's no fillers in this patty, beef patty, then how come there's carbs in it?
Right.
Because there's no carbs in meat.
Right. Right, exactly.
And she didn't like it.
No. And that's because they use
and I lost a friend.
Yeah, that's because they use textured vegetable protein. They use fibers. They use all sorts of stuff because meat is expensive. I told you when I was in the alarm business, Rally's up the corner from us got burglarized. They broke into their freezer and they stole 3 boxes with 100 patties per box. 300 patties, hamburger patties from Rally's. And on the police report, it said value, $42.
That's amazing.
$42 for 100 patties of beef. No way.
Mm-mm. Well, and here it says, if you're craving pie, eat apples. And I like to bake apples, and you put a little stevia and cinnamon on them.
Right.
And they taste so good. I mean, it's crustless, all obviously, but mm-hmm. still, it tastes really good.
So these are all healthy food alternatives. And if you're depressed, guess what? Saffron.
Oh, yeah.
Put saffron in your food. That we talked about this with Dr. Michael Smith, who, by the way, is coming back on the show very shortly. Saffron has been as effective as SSRIs in mitigating major depressive disorder.
Saffron extract has been suggested to boost serotonin and dopamine levels. Women taking it report an improved mood and decreased desire to snack. They are also less likely to binge on carbs.
I'll tell you something else I talked about 2 years ago. There was a study out there that showed that having sex instead of eating is more satisfying and balances brain chemistry better than the foods that you go after. And guess what? If you're having sex the right way, you're probably burning a few calories at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so many things that you can do to quell that bad decision that you're about to make. You know, you just have to put a little thought into it. And that's the problem, getting people to start thinking about this instead of just reacting to their hunger.
And a little planning also.
Yeah. Yeah,
it takes a little planning.
We've got lots of great things to talk about today, especially a Supreme Court ruling that now puts the decisions of the FDA more important than reality. This is exciting stuff. You want to listen to this. So you're listening to Casual Friday on Supreme Radio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Could Altrient supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrient C and Altrient ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrient C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrient ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrient cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888 888- 437-635 1-800-253-3353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
I'm Mr. Bombastic.
We're all just a bombastic
room. Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, I like all this music. Okay, so... Oh, by the way, how are you doing with your personal training certification? I know that... what's his name? I can't think of his name.
Billy Pattingale?
Well, Billy Pattingale, who is with NFPT.
Uh-huh.
But somebody just asked us a question. Who was it?
Dan Rollins.
Thank you.
Asked us about it, yes.
Yeah, so
it's going great. I love it. Actually, you know, I think there's a great need for personal trainers right now.
Tell me why.
Well, I've already had three people tell me that when I'm certified, they want to use me as their trainer.
Yeah, people are looking. Well, people are starting to get the message that exercise mitigates a lot of the damages of life. If you're also doing a lot of other things right, too, you can't go out and be a boozer and eat, you know, crap food and then think, oh, I'll just go do a half hour cardio and that solves my problem.
Well, but as a personal trainer, that would be one thing that you can counsel your clients on. I started to say patients.
Be careful. The FDA will get after you.
Your clients about, because, I mean, it has to be an overall lifestyle. It's just not one thing.
What do you like so much now that you're really into it about the NFPT? I know you said originally you liked the fact that you have to sit for the test, and you felt that that created a greater validity to the certification.
Well, I told you before I like the interactive software that they have available where if you type in glutes, it will give you exercise. It will give you a long list of exercises and have demonstrations of each exercise,
nice.
Like squats and deadlifts and
in fact, you met with a doctor recently that's thinking about opening up a practice down here. He wants you to help him set up his fitness side of the business. Right?
Uh-huh, yes.
So this is really exciting. Yeah,
I also met with a chiropractor, too.
For the same reason.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for Billy Pattingale. If you're listening, Billy, you got to give me the details. We're going to be giving away a certification to one lucky person in the audience.
Uh-huh. And we have a lot of audience members interested.
Yeah, so you got to get me the details of what we're giving away so I can get that set up. Thank you very much. Okay, so tell me about heart attack on a hook. It sounds exciting. I've heard of the heart attack grill, and actually people do have heart attacks there from what I understand.
Well, evidently, I guess it's Long John Silver's has been named having the worst meal.
I can imagine that.
I mean,
it's that breading just sops up all of that high omega-6 oil that they cook it in. And who knows what kind of fish that is in there.
I guess what they've quoted in this article, it's called the Big Catch, and it's a seasonal meal.
Right.
So they don't have to, if it's seasonal, they don't have to list all of the macronutrients and the nutritional information.
Really?
No.
I never heard of that. I didn't know that. So as a seasonal meal, they don't have to put what's in it, how much fat is in it or whatever. And we know there's a lot of fat in those fried planks of fish.
No, and so the Center for Science and the Public Interest has gone in and they tested it in laboratory.
I love that.
And according to them, this meal, it contains hush puppies, fried haddock, and onion rings.
All fried. Everything's fried.
Everything's fried, and it's $4.99. And here we go back to it's cheaper.
Yeah.
And it's $4.99 for all that. And it's supposedly has 33 grams of trans fats, 19 grams of saturated fat, 3,700 milligrams of sodium, and I think it was 1,362 calories.
Yeah, and how much carbs? It's all breading.
It's all breading. According to them.
Have you ever seen how small the piece of fish is inside Long John Silver's? When I was in the alarm business, we did a chain of Long John Silver's. So I ate Long John Silver's once a day for about 6 days. And I would break the crust off of the fish. There would be a piece of fish in there, maybe 2.5 inches by 3 inches and maybe a half inch thick.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it can't even be 2 ounces of fish.
Well, this paragraph speaks to that. The CSPI asserted that Long John Silver's is telling a fish tale when it comes to the amount of haddock that's really included in the meal. They say that it weighs in at 7 to 8 ounces, and it's 100% premium haddock caught in the icy waters of the North Atlantic.
Right.
But according to them, it's only really 60% haddock and 40% batter and grease.
See? Interesting. Interesting. And that, and the batter and grease is heavier than the haddock. Trust me on this one.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes up a lot of weight right there. Yeah, I can't imagine eating Long John. But you know who eats Long John Silver's?
Mostly older people.
Yes. My parents used to eat it. My mother would say, oh, we went to Long John's today. She would call it Long John's.
My mother used to like to go to this place called Moby Dick's where they had fried oysters, and she'd like those.
Well, that's different. Fried oysters, you know, I could see why you'd want to go for those. But, I mean, that fish sandwich is terrible. Okay. So, on that note, when you have your Long John Silver's heart attack on a hook, don't forget to wash it down with some cancer juice. Pepsi.
Sounds very interesting.
You know, you know what you can do? Eat Long John Silver's and drink a Pepsi every day. See which one gets you first, the cancer or the heart attack.
Well, according to an article from the Huffington Post, Pepsi still contains too much carcinogen found in the caramel colorings. Why are people still drinking soda? That's what I want to know.
You know, the guy, remember the post I put up, the 55-year-old guy when I was training back last week?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, he shared after the whole little exchange where, you know, I used to lift heavy, but I lift heavier now. He said he had shoulder pain real bad.
Right.
And he used to have 6 Diet Pepsis a day, every day. He's done this for years. And his daughter told him that the aspartame in Diet Pepsi causes inflammation. And maybe you should stop drinking the Diet Pepsi. And sure enough, within 2 weeks, the pain in his shoulder went away.
Mm-hmm.
So I assumed he started drinking water. I said, so what are you drinking? Water? He goes, no. He goes, I hate water. It's not sweet enough for me. So he drinks like Propel and vitamin water and those things because they have some amount of sugar in them.
Well, they still have things in them that aren't good for you.
But they don't have aspartame in them, apparently.
Are you sure about that?
I don't know. Or they have a lot less aspartame than 6 Pepsis a day.
And they don't have the caramel coloring, which has carcinogens in it. According to the FDA, a little bit is okay.
Yeah. Well, you know what's going to happen. So Pepsi is going to lobby the FDA to raise the acceptable limit of carcinogens in soda pretty soon.
Well, the FDA said that a consumer would have to drink more than 1,000 cans of soda a day to reach the doses administered that have shown links to cancer.
But so let's use a little critical thinking, okay? So in other words, what the FDA is saying is, yeah, this is poison, but it's only poison in the dose that would take to really hurt you, and you'd have to drink 1,000 of these for it to hurt you. So that's like me saying, okay, look, I'm going to shoot you with a .22. It's a really small bullet, and it probably won't kill you. And that's acceptable because I'm not shooting you with a larger caliber that would kill you. It's still a bullet, and it's still not good for you. I don't understand. If it's not something that occurs naturally, it's not like they're saying, look, tomatoes grown in organic fields have some amount of organic arsenic in it. We know that. That's the way it's been since the beginning of time. But organic arsenic, the body can deal with it and get it out. Great, okay? This is soda. It's manufactured by people. They should be able to say, look, get the carcinogens out, period. End of story. It's not like it's naturally occurring in a tomato where, what are you going to do? Nature does it that way. That's the way nature does it. We have no control. We have control over this. Mandate it. Tell the soda companies to get the stuff out. Find an alternative to the brown color.
Evidently in March, California passed a law mandating drinks containing a certain level of carcinogens have to come with a cancer warning label. So what the PepsiCo and Coca-Cola were going to take the carcinogens out to that level that's allowed.
Right.
Well, Coca-Cola has taken it out of all other Cokes across the board for the whole United States, and Pepsi only took it out for California.
So you know what I say? Well, if you got to drink soda, then drink Coke. that's a good way to force Pepsi to do what they need to do. I mean, if you're one of those people out there who drink soda, drink Coke. Don't drink Pepsi. So there you go. I sound like.
But why would you drink soda anyway?
I know, but my point is, look, there's people out there who are drinking soda, so drink Coke, don't drink Pepsi. I mean, you should be drinking water. There's really nothing, there's no reason to drink anything else but water.
What did you say to the guy when he said?
I didn't say anything to him. I've learned a long time ago, you can't, when I hear people say stupid things to me, I have to keep my mouth shut. Because otherwise, nobody wants to talk to me at the gym anymore. They're like, oh, don't go by that guy, he'll want to tell you to do that. And so I just keep my mouth shut. I didn't say anything.
Well, didn't we get an email from a listener about, because we've obviously talked about water and infusing water to make it taste better, and I use mint. I grow mint in my herb garden, and I put mint into my water. I put lemons and limes and strawberries and
yes, he wants to remain anonymous, ironically, but one of the things he said, here's a tip for Elisa. It is a long email with a lot of other stuff in it, but he says, by the way, here's a tip for Elisa when she's using her fresh mint and drinking water. Cut your fresh mint and place it in the freezer. Freezing bursts the cells of the mint. When you place the frozen mint sprigs in the water, it will infuse and defuse much more so, and it will have a stronger mint taste. That's really a good idea. And that is true. When you freeze vegetables, the reason that they don't stay well is because the cells of the vegetables burst and it gets mushy. So that's really a good point. So freeze your mint before putting it in the water.
I have a list of things here, the benefits of drinking water, and I won't go through all of them, but there's just a couple. Water will lessen the urge for empty calories. So, like, sometimes when I'm really hungry, I'll just drink a big glass of water, and it really does curb your appetite.
Well, also, it will lessen your urge for empty calories also because if you're drinking sweet things, then you want more sweet things.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't, if you drink water, you keep your palate clean. You don't crave sweet things.
Mm-hmm.
You notice my chair is going down? Do you see this? There's something wrong with my seat. The cylinder's gone. Every now and then, I just feel, okay, going down. Next stop, mezzanine, ladies' clothes. Okay, so I gotta move my microphone down. Okay, I'm getting shorter from squatting, apparently.
Do you think that water increases your energy level?
I don't know about that. There's people who say that it has some sort of metabolic effect because the body is working to process it and get it out.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about that. I mean, maybe it does, but it could be so insignificant. You know, quite often we get caught up in minutia. You know, oh, well, you know, like that Dr. Cruz that was going around talking about cold thermogenesis, you know, sitting in an ice bath will help you burn body fat.
Uh-huh.
And actually, it only is effective if you have brown adipose tissue, and humans don't have brown adipose tissue. And the ones that do are the people that have that whale back look, you know, where they have that big lump on their back. But I think it was Adele Musa who was emailing. We were talking about a study that just came out. And he said, you know, what does it matter? I mean, walking is just as effective as sitting in an ice cold bath. Like, why would you put yourself through that just to avoid walking, like sitting in an ice cold bath? So, you know, people get caught up in the minutia. You know?
That was a great show yesterday that you and Adele did on cellulite. It was, I think Carl is trying to adjust his chair right now.
I did. I'm back up to the third floor now.
It was a great show on the cellulite.
Yeah. And you know what? I already ordered the retinol palmitate and cholecalciferol. I'm making a vitamin A, vitamin D cream.
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be pretty exciting. We'll talk about my recipe at the end of the show because somebody asked that question. They wanted to know what am I doing making my own. So
okay.
We'll give that. You'll have to stay tuned for that. We have to take a break. Where does the time go?
Another one?
Yes, another one. We have to pay some bills. One of those annoying commercial breaks. Don't you dare hit that fast forward button. I saw what you were just about to do.
No, go do some squats, some body weight squats.
Yeah, there you go. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I can feel the pain pain go away. Not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
I'm moonwalking in my seat. My seat is moonwalking down. Welcome back. Welcome back. Creatine.
Yes, you know.
You're taking it.
I'm
now,
taking
right?
it. Finally, I was afraid to take it because I thought it would make me.
Every day, Elisa would go, I'm supposed to be taking creatine. Will it bloat me? I'd say, no, just take one 5 gram teaspoon. That's
I'm supposed to take it post workout with my post workout meal, and I was afraid to.
You're like, for two weeks, you've been pontificating whether to take creatine. You finally started taking it. So are you bloated?
No.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, when I listened to the menopause and frailty show that you did with the two docs.
Right. And the doctor from St. Louis, a very, very well-renowned physician who came on the show. I can't think of his name right now.
He was great. If you haven't heard that show, you guys need to listen to it. It was a great show, especially the second show. Anyway, he said that older people should all take creatine.
Yeah, I agree. And why? Because it increases ATP production. People run out of energy as they get older. The cells don't work as well. It's great stuff. It really, really is. Okay, so we have lots of really – and towards the end of the show, we have a ton of listener comments and questions. You're not going to want to miss that. One of them may be yours. Where do we go first, Elisa? There's so much good stuff to talk about here.
Well, I just want to read this really quickly. A study done by Wantabee's group in 2002 showed that creatine supplementation improved mental concentration, memory, and learning in normal healthy subjects and early stage Alzheimer's disease patients.
And interestingly,
and that's important.
Well, I'll tell you where that another study that was done probably about 4 or 5 years ago in individuals in the military, when we were over in Iraq at the time, some guys have to be up at night. You know, somebody's always got to be up, right? So when people sleep at night, they have people that have a detail at night to watch over the people. Okay. They gave a group of them creatine. They had a greater degree of mental acuity, alertness. They didn't get as sleepy. And they came away from the study saying that creatine increased brain activity, for these individuals at night when typically they would be sluggish and sleepy. And they said, we're going to start using creatine with all nighttime office, military personnel that have to have a nighttime shift. So creatine is a very powerful stimulant on the brain.
So people who work the third shift or the night
probably
shift
should be beneficial taking creatine at night. Yeah, absolutely.
It also says here that Lou Gehrig's patients,
right,
creatine showed to have a neuroprotective effect.
And Parkinson's disease patients were starting to be told to take creatine. My sister was one of the people that learned about that, and she was taking creatine for a while.
Was she?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so let's switch gears a little bit.
Okay.
We want to talk about insecticide use right now.
Yes, because you have family that literally live in the Corn Belt.
I do. And I read this article on NPR, mm-hmm. and it's just what we've been talking about, but it's just really hitting home because it says it's concentrated in the Corn Belt.
Right.
That the farmers are starting to use more and more insecticides because they're not effective.
Because the Roundup corn is also known as BT corn. Not only is resistant to Roundup, but also is supposed to have its own internal pesticide that is supposed to thwart both the corn borer and the root worm. And not to segue off, but who knows what those internal now naturally occurring insecticides are doing to you when you eat them and they accumulate in your body. But nonetheless, the problem is, like everything in an evolution, selection pressure produces what? Stronger species. Well, the bugs are getting stronger, just like the weeds are getting stronger. And it's taking more and more and stronger insecticides to kill these bugs. So now, the complete promise of genetically modified organisms is failing on every level. The weeds are getting stronger, so they're having to use now 2,4-D, which is a form of Agent Orange, to kill the weeds. Now the bugs are getting stronger, so now they're going to have to use stronger and more insecticides to kill the bugs. So what you're going to end up when you buy a GMO product is not only intrinsically a frankenfood, but extrinsically something that has been bathed and lathered in insecticides, pesticides and herbicides, so much so that you can't wash it off anymore. It's in the flesh of the food.
It says here that the farmers, instead of shifting away from those corn hybrids or from corn altogether, many are doubling down on insect-fighting technology, deploying more chemical pesticides than before. Companies like Syngenta that sell soil insecticides for use in cornfields are reporting huge increases in sales, 50 or even 100% over the past 2 years.
Now, remember, folks, GMO crops are supposed to be less expensive for the farmers to manage. That's why Bill Gates and his army wants to save the world by getting GM and BT corn and soy and wheat to all of those impoverished countries. Well, guess what? It costs more. Syngenta is experiencing fantastic windfall profits right now because these poor bastards have to double down and triple down on the pesticides that they're using and the insecticides that they're using.
It's saying that Monsanto has downplayed reports blaming extraordinary circumstances.
Yeah, I know.
Monsanto always points their finger.
Nothing is their fault.
No, they have no accountability. But in a half dozen universities around the Midwest, scientists are now trying to figure out whether, in fact, the BT genes have lost their power.
Of course. Well, no, it's not that the BT genes have lost their power. It's that they have caused the natural progression of evolution to occur in the species that they're supposed to destroy and dominate. The bugs have gotten stronger. The bugs have gotten stronger.
I don't understand why they continue to buy the corn and grow it. I mean, I know that's their livelihood. It says here corn prices have been so high the last 3 years. Everybody is trying to protect every kernel, meaning every farmer is trying to protect every kernel.
Yeah. I don't know what the answer is because I'm not deeply involved in agriculture to that point where I can understand. But all I can tell you is the farmers that I've spoken to say that it's more expensive acre for acre to grow genetically modified crops than it is to grow conventional crops. But they're trapped. They can't grow conventional crops because they're afraid that they'll be cross-pollinated, and then they end up wiping out their whole crop to prove that they didn't steal something from Monsanto.
Well, how about that farmer in Indiana
that
lost to Monsanto?
Yeah. So, okay.
It's
terrible. What's next, Lisa Profumo?
Well, I think you wanted to talk a little bit about the FDA, didn't you?
A lot about the FDA.
Okay. Do you want to start with?
Well, first I want to start with about this, the drug companies getting a pass by the Supreme Court.
Okay.
So why don't you tell the story? Because you're more well-versed in the story. This young girl was given a drug that one of the potential side effects was a flesh-eating disorder that has now disfigured her face completely. And this happened, I think, in 2011, if I recall.
It was
2004. Karen Bartlett was her name.
She was prescribed a generic anti-inflammatory drug, Sulindac, manufactured by Mutual Pharmaceutical for a sore shoulder. 3 weeks after taking the drug, she started suffering from a disease that's called toxic epidermal necrolysis.
Necrolysis, right. Right. The condition is extremely painful and causes the victim's skin to peel off, exposing raw flesh in the same manner as a third-degree burn victim. The poor kid, you got to see the picture of her face. It's tragic. If this was you or one of your loved ones, you would be outraged. Well, so naturally they went to court over this, right? Because this is a side effect of one of these drugs that the manufacturer of the drug omitted from the side effect list.
The New Hampshire State Court awarded her $21 million. The FDA went on to force both Mutual as well as the original drug manufacturer, Merck, to include the side effect on the two drug warning labels going forward. However, let's fast forward to July 7th when the Supreme Court was making all the rulings that they made.
Right.
Gay marriage, blah, blah, blah. In a 5-4 vote, the Supreme Court struck down a lower court's ruling and award for the victim of a pharmaceutical drug's adverse reaction. So they basically took the ruling away from the patient.
Right. And what they did this in the, and they did this under the guise of, this is a generic drug. If any of this stuff was going to happen, it should have happened when it was not, when it was still patent protected, and the original manufacturer who held the patent protection could have been liable. But since it's been on the market for so long, and now it's even in the generic form, the companies manufacturing generic drugs are grandfathered a sense of immunity. If there's any problems with their drugs, you can't sue. This is another reason not to use generic drugs then.
Now, 9 years after the tragedy began, the U.S. Supreme Court overturned the state court's verdict and award. Justices cited the fact that all generic drugs and their manufacturers, that's some 80% of all drugs consumed in the U.S., they're exempt from liability for side effects.
And the best sentence on here, I have to find it, where is it the judge?
It says, in short, the court ruled that the FDA has ultimate authority over pharmaceuticals in the U.S., and if the FDA says a drug is safe, that takes precedent over actual facts, real victims, and any and all adverse reactions.
So you know what I say needs to happen now? A lawsuit needs to be brought against the FDA that pierces their sovereign immunity. If the buck stops with the FDA, then the lawsuits should be aimed at the FDA from this point forward. Anytime somebody has one of these problems, they should go after the FDA.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the government's going to say, well, you can't sue the FDA. That has to change. We need to have some really, really intelligent juris doctorates out there who understand and were understand how these laws were written to be able to pin the tail on the donkey, and the donkey has to be the FDA from this moment forward. People in the FDA need to start going to jail so that they take their jobs more seriously. And that means that they hold these pharmaceutical companies on shorter leashes when they make mistakes. Need I say Vioxx? How many people died because of Vioxx? The ineptness and possibly even the corruption at the FDA caused that? This is scary. So the judge says, look, if the FDA says this stuff is safe, it's safe. I don't care how many people it kills. How do you like that one? How'd you like that?
And who pays the FDA again?
Taxes. We do.
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
And aren't they like don't they get money from pharmaceutical companies?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. The 80% of their budget comes from the fees that they receive from the food and drug manufacturers.
Here is an attorney's comments that works for the drug companies. It makes much more sense to rely on the judgments of the scientific and medical experts at the FDA.
I'm sorry.
They look at drug issues for the nation at large than those of a single state court jury that only has in front of them the terrible, unfortunate circumstance of an adverse drug reaction.
And see, this falls under the heading of the greater good, folks, right? I've said it before. Government operates under this notion that some people must die in order for more people to live. Some innocent people have to go to jail in order for the judicial system to put the bad people away. Some people have to die from drugs in order for the majority of them to be saved.
But
by
what if
drugs.
You're that person?
Yes, that's
what
my
if
point.
You're, what if your daughter's that
that's
person?
That's my point. And you know what I wish? You know what I wish? I wish and I hope that you grant the head of
the
Monsanto.
The CEO of Monsanto.
Right? I hope his grandchild falls prey to something like this. Takes a drug and has a terrible adverse. Then you'll see, oh, we're going to sue. We're going to win. Then you'll see everything change. When the scales of the notion of the greater good are tipped, and the people who think that that approach is serving them all of a sudden find out it's not serving them, then they don't want it anymore.
Or Michael Taylor, the head of the FDA.
Yeah, I'd love to see maybe one of his grandkids have a problem like that. See if he's so complete. Well, you know what? You can't worry about it. I'm sorry, little Johnny, you had to lose your leg, but it's for the greater good because there's a lot of people out there that are being taken care of. Unfortunately, you were the one kid that it didn't work right for.
And is it interesting that the employees of Monsanto don't eat genetically modified foods?
Yes, not in their cafeterias.
No.
Because they don't want it. They said they didn't want it. Mm-hmm. They're the company that makes it. They don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
This is so disgusting. It's unbelievable. And when are people going to wake up? When are people going to wake up? That's my concern. Everybody is like little lemmings. They're just walking off the cliff. Nobody's going, wait, maybe we really don't have to walk off the cliff. When are people going to wake up? Oh, my God. It really frustrates me. We have to take a break. We went long.
Okay.
When we come back, we have more to talk about, I think, about the FDA as well.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, you know, that arsenic in your chicken that was supposed to be removed around 2011 when the FDA admitted they knew about it?
It's still there.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before.
before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Maybe the reason that bodybuilders eat so much chicken is because the arsenic has the same effect on them as it does on the chickens. Arsenic was added to chicken feed because it makes the muscle of chicken, the breast meat, the thighs, and all that sort of, the bigger, faster. It's anabolic. Arsenic is anabolic in a sense. You can say that, okay?
Okay.
So back in 2011, the FDA admitted that chicken contained cancer-causing arsenic. The arsenic product is called Roxarsone. Roxarsone! You don't have to make the chicken plump anymore.
Don't quit your day job, please.
What'd you do with that money? What money? The money your mother gave you? No, what'd you
singing lessons.
The singing lesson.
Well, so, this is even worse. The FDA says its own research shows, now this is from 2011, that the arsenic added to the chicken feed ends up in the chicken meat when consumed by humans.
Right.
So they admitted to it.
So, you know, everybody's eating tons of chicken, right? Because chicken is quote unquote healthy. Red meat is cancer causing, right? Well, chicken causes
unless
cancer.
Unless you marinate it.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Chicken causes cancer too. Let's talk about that. The arsenic in chicken causes cancer. And this is inorganic arsenic, folks. This is not organic arsenic like the arsenic that occurs naturally in the earth. So supposedly Roxarsone was supposed to be removed.
From the chicken feed.
They can't use it in Australia. They can't use it in several countries now. It's not supposed to be in that. And it's supposed to be removed from American chicken feed as well.
And keep this in mind. Roxarsone is a subsidiary of Pfizer.
It's made by a company that's a subsidiary of Pfizer.
Right.
Pfizer, the company that makes all these wonderful drugs that you can now take. And if you die from them, you can't sue them. So Roxarsone. So just recently, July 7th, this year, July 2013, from the Environmental Health Perspectives magazine, a study was published by John Hopkins Center for Livable Future. Roxarsone, inorganic arsenic, other arsenic species found in chicken from U.S.-based market basket samples. They went around to various markets. They bought chicken just like you or I buy chicken. They took it back to their lab and they checked it. They found an average of 3 picograms per kilogram of meat of Roxarsone, of arsenic, still inorganic arsenic, still in the chicken meat of more than half of the conventional samples that they tested. More than half.
Does it say anything about organic?
Organic, there was no Roxarsone detectable.
Really?
Well, think about it. People who are growing organic chickens are not buying that kind of conventional chicken feed.
Mm-hmm. The feed.
I mean, they know. They're not going to put arsenic in chickens that they're going to the expense of raising organically. I mean, there's probably no organic feed out there that has Roxarsone in it. So once again, here's another reason why buying organic is better. Organic chicken didn't have any detectable inorganic arsenic in the meat of the samples that John Hopkins tested. But the conventional More than 50% of the meat had high detectable levels of inorganic arsenic in the flesh.
It goes to show that if you need to spend a little extra money, here's a case you need to do it.
And this is where people say, well, I can't afford to. Oh, well you, wait. You, Grant, says I'm an elitist because I want to eat non-genetically modified organic foods. I'm an elitist. Could it possibly be that I just don't want to die of a disease sooner than I have to? And those people out there who say, well, it's just too expensive for us to eat organic. Well, what money do you think you're going to save when you can't work for the last third of your life because you have cancer and you're going for chemotherapy and you just found out that you have to sign your home away to the nursing home that you're going into because you can't afford the nursing home, so they're going to take every asset you have.
Well, and I like to say that there are some areas that you can cut corners. Like if you follow the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15 from the Environmental Working Group, you can cut some corners on their Clean 15.
Yes.
But you have to buy organic chicken. You have to buy organic apples. You have to buy organic celery. You just have to.
Well, and this comes back to what is the real answer? Find a family farm. Mm-hmm. Find a family farm where you can go to the farmer and say, do you use any chicken feeds that have arsenic in it? You can add, you know what? All you need to do is know where your food's coming from, and then you can feel comfortable eating it.
Well, somebody said, how do you know that the farmer is, you have to ask them.
Yes.
Because
you have to ask
we
them.
Had that incident happen where I bought broccoli at the farmer's market, and then I went back and said.
Literally, you turned right around, because we said, I wonder if it's organic. You turned around and walked back and said.
Is this organic? And he said, no.
And it wasn't even from local. He brought it up from Florida.
So you have to be careful in your farmers markets now, too.
Yeah. And I'll tell you something else. Those of you out there who are managing farmers markets, shame on you if you're not asking, are you a local farmer? Where is this produce originating from? If they say, well, I'm a local farmer, but I'm bringing my produce up from Florida, I would say, well, I guess you're not a local farmer then. Because what are you growing? If you have to bring this stuff up from Florida, what are you growing?
Well, some of the farmers have trade share programs where they ship what's in season here to Florida, and Florida ships it from there to here, and they kind of go back and forth. I know there's a farmer's market here. I've spoken to a woman. That's what they do.
I'm wrong about that then. Okay, that's it.
Okay.
That's it. What's the date and time? I was wrong.
You were wrong once.
No, but I'm wrong a lot. I'm
note
wrong a lot,
that,
actually.
Please.
No, if you had a note every time I was wrong, you wouldn't be able to listen to the show. But anyway, but the bottom line is find a farmer to do business with. Ask him what he's feeding his chickens.
Okay, so let's continue our rant about the FDA a little bit.
Okay.
You know, my uncle, who is No Spring Chicken, sent me this article. Or he actually posted it on our Facebook page, and I'm glad that he's got the message, you know.
Yeah.
But this is about the radiation that's being affecting.
The fallout from Fukushima.
Yeah, that it's affecting people on the west coast of the United States and Canada.
So we did a show, Adele Musa and I did a show, and I pulled it up just for this conversation. And it was Wednesday, April 13th of 2011, what the Fukushima is up with radiation, to talk about what the real concerns were about radiation fallout. And we discussed these topics, and a lot of the things we talked about in that show are coming to fruition.
It says if you live on the west coast of Canada or the United States, you're pretty much already screwed at this point thanks to the Japanese earthquake and tsunami of 2011. Radiation levels are already increasing in the food and water. Babies born with thyroid issues linked to radiation are rising quickly, and governments in Canada and the U.S. are raising the acceptable levels of certain toxic substances shipped in foods.
Think about this, right?
They're raising the levels.
So in other words, by them raising the levels, is it it's okay now? No, it's okay. You're allowed to have that much radiation. Before, it was lower, but now that there's radiation, the reason to have these levels, okay, is so that we know when there's an emergency, okay? Raising the level when there's an emergency is tantamount to having a smoke detector go off when there's just a little bit of smoke in the room and then saying, you know what, there's a little smoke in this room and I really don't feel like getting up and running out now. Let's just make it less sensitive so there's more smoke in the room before I have to run out. There's still a fire happening. You still need to get out. The idea that they're raising the quote-unquote acceptable levels doesn't change the biological effect of those levels. Just because you change the number on a piece of paper doesn't mean that people are going to miraculously go, oh, great, now I won't have thyroid disorder because of this radiation I'm coming in contact with. No, they'll just develop it to a greater degree.
The FDA and the EPA, instead of refusing to prohibit the sale of tainted foods and mandatory testing of foods produced and harvested from the Pacific Coast, have simply raised the acceptable levels of radioactive material in foods.
Shame on them. Shame on them. To those individuals who had a hand in taking that approach as opposed to requiring greater degree of scrutiny, shame on you. Your name will go down with all of the sinister people that we've had in our past. Name them. I mean, terrible thing. The poor people in California. You know what? I'm thinking about telling my kids to move out of San Diego. Sad. Very, very sad. And again, once again, people's health means nothing to this administration, to the government in general, any administration. The government doesn't give a damn about your health. Again, the greater good. Okay. So, and then what about, what do you want to talk about next?
Do we need to take a break?
Yeah, actually we do. Okay. You're good. You're getting better at this than me.
I'm keeping you on target here.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got lots more good stories to talk about. And don't forget, at the end of the show, we have a ton of listener emails and comments and questions that we'll get to. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
This is the Lexus ES and the first ever ES hybrid. This is the pursuit of perfection.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. Whey Natural USA.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, information, check out GetDS.com.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Are you ready? Ready, ready, ready.
Welcome back. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
I don't know. You didn't look ready a second ago. I got to tell you the truth. Okay. Welcome back. Okay. What do you want to talk about first?
Well, according to Rodell News.
Yes.
New to your butcher counter, non-GMO meat. A new USDA labeling rule will make it easier for you to find meat from animals raised on GMO-free food.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. That's a step in the right direction. I applaud them for that. Good news.
Basically, it's what we were talking about. Certified organic meats and eggs.
Will mean that they're non-GMO.
I like that.
I like that. Because a lot of people think that that's what it means already. So that's great. That's fantastic. So the USDA did get something right. I applaud them.
Yeah. Give credit where credit's due.
Now that's a happy story. Let's top it with a sad one now.
Okay.
More women are overdosing on painkillers, according to the CDC.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Life sucks.
And it's because they're taking...
I'm willing to bet they're postmenopausal women.
Mm.
Or fibro... You know, okay.
Postmenopausal women that are not on hormones.
Yes. They're postmenopausal women that are not hormonally optimized, for lack of better terms. Or they're women who suffer from... diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia, these chronic pain diseases that the doctors can't treat because they don't know anything about nutrition.
They just prescribe
Oxycontin.
Oxycontin. Or what about antidepressants like Prozac?
SSRIs. And we have a friend who's in the pharmaceutical industry who said recently that you can't get... what'd she say? Antidepressants aren't addictive.
She said they're not addictive.
Really? Okay, so let's think about that for a second. There's two types of addiction. There's a physical addiction and there's a mental addiction, right? Mm-hmm. I would propose that SSRIs are both physically and mentally addictive. And if you don't believe that, what's one of the hallmarks of addiction? Well, you just can't stop cold turkey. You take somebody who's been on an SSRI for a year and say, okay, just stop taking them. They can't. They go crazy. They'll commit suicide. Because their brains have become dependent on the function of that SSRI. In fact, doctors, when they do want to get someone off of an SSRI, which is rare, they have to titrate it. Cut the dose in half for 2 weeks, cut that dose in half for 2 weeks, cut that dose in half for 2 weeks, and wean them off of it. So what is addictive? I mean, that's addictive. If you ask me, you can't just stop taking it. So she's wrong about that, but that's what she's telling herself because she's on SSRIs. And she doesn't want to believe that she's addicted to them.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad. It's true. Anyway, so women are overdosing on prescription painkillers. I mean, a lot of them. I mean, they're dying. It's a sad, sad situation. Mm-hmm. But what's really sad about this is that women cannot get what they need from their doctors. A woman walks in with fibromyalgia. The doctor does not know what to do for her. He'll try a few different things, maybe some low-dose naltrexone. That doesn't work, and he just doesn't know. He's like, okay, I got to do something to get this woman to stop coming to my office because I don't know what to do for her. I know. I'll give her OxyContin. That'll just turn her into a zombie, and she'll stay out of my office.
Isn't that what they prescribe for fibromyalgia?
Yeah, OxyContin. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so these poor women are looking for answers. They don't want to be sedated. Like Joey Ramone, I want to be sedated. They want an answer to their pain.
And here in this article that I'm reading from the ABC News, it says that we live in a pill for every ill society, and prescription drugs are just one aspect of the overall addiction problem we have in this country.
Prescription drugs are the complete problem. And I don't just mean these kind of prescription drugs, every kind of prescription drug. But the pharmaceutical industry, through the American Medical Association, have promoted a dogma over the past 100 years, 75 years, that says, no matter what you have, we have a pill for you. No matter what it is. So why should it be any different for these kind of pills?
Why not just get healthy and not have to take the pills?
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because they're going to doctors who know nothing about health. They only know about... If you went to a guy whose job was to fix a flat tire, and that's all he's ever done is fix... You brought a tire in flat, he fixed it, and you went away. And you asked him, what can I do from keeping my tire from getting a flat? He wouldn't know. He's never been out on the road looking at what the hazards are that cause flat tires. All he knows is you bring it in, I patch it, you go out. I don't know what you did before. I don't know what you do after. When you walk into a doctor with a symptom, an illness, he gives you a pill to treat that symptom or illness. He doesn't know how you developed it, and he doesn't know how you could get rid of it.
I watched the ABC News when they talked about this story,
mm-hmm.
and the woman that they profiled, she was taking painkillers and other pills because of leaky gut syndrome.
Right.
And isn't that caused from diet?
Oh, yeah. Most of the time, it's caused from grain.
That's my point. So if she got her diet right, then she wouldn't have to...
But what doctor, other than maybe Matt Andre, would even talk to somebody about their diet? Truthfully.
Mm-hmm.
What doctor? You walk in with leaky gut syndrome, they want to, well, we got to give you antibiotics, we got to give you this, we're going to have to send you a colonoscopy, upper GI, blah, 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 blah. Well, how do I get rid of it? Well, we're going to put you on this regimen of this pill, that pill, and the other pill. This one is going to make the swelling go down. This one's going to make the pain go away. This one's going to help you sleep because you're going to feel miserable all the time. Yeah, but how do I get rid of it? Well, let's just do this first. That's what they do to you. How do I get rid of it, doc? I don't know because I don't know how you got it. I don't understand that grain causes this problem because I'm a doctor. All I know about is drugs.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame. And it'll never change because as long as the pharmaceutical industry has its hands around quote-unquote health care, it will never change. It's not in their interest to change it.
That's why you have to use critical thinking skills like we talk about all the time.
And doctors who really, really want to help people need to learn more about nutrition, something that they know nothing about, nothing at all about.
Okay, so just to change gears a little bit, evidently America is no longer the world's fattest developed nation.
I found this article funny.
Why?
Because Mexico nosed us out by 1%, by 1 point.
According to a new report from the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, the United States is no longer the fattest. Mexico is.
Right, by 1 point, right? So 30, what is it, 32?
Nearly a third of Mexican adults, 32.8%, are considered obese.
And Americans, 31.8.
31.8.
Now, keep in mind, that could be the error in statistical analysis, that 1%. We could actually be exactly the same as them, or we could actually be 1 point higher than them. That's just the error in statistical analysis, in my humble opinion.
I was surprised at number three, which was Syria, 31.6, while Venezuela and Libya are tied for fourth at 30.8%.
And Amit Ram, who lives in Israel, posted something, and I apologize, Amit, if I don't get it right, but he said something to the effect of it's astonishing to him that Syria could be listed as the third when they have so many starving children there.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to say this because it would have been poor taste. And it's probably in poor taste now, but it's probably because...
How has that changed?
No. Yeah, right, exactly. It's still in poor taste, but it's not out there on Facebook, at least. I was going to say, well, maybe that's because the Syrian adults are wrestling the food away from the children. You know, I mean, like, they're overpowering the children. The Syrian adults are eating all the food. The kids aren't getting it. What else could it be? How could you have all these starving children and all these obese adults at the same time?
Number 25th on the list was Hungary at 24.8.
Well, in their defense, they're really working hard to live down a reputation that's besieged them for thousands of years.
It wasn't it just
that they're hungry.
Killed
my joke.
I'm sorry. Wasn't it just Hungary that refused GMO crops?
Yes, they're not that hungry.
Is there any correlation there?
Yeah, they're smart. They're hungry.
There's
got to
be
smart.
Some correlation there.
Yeah. Yeah, and we weren't going to talk about this, but India apparently just shot down Monsanto's patent request for genetically modified corn. Bravo to India.
Yes.
right? I have my right hand up with my fist in the 1960s, more power to the people. So there you go. All right, so let's see. Poor women, I feel sorry for them. Doctors are not giving them the right answers. They're giving them pills to sedate them, and they're dying from these pills because they're taking more and more and more. You know, these poor women, I feel bad for them. I really do. It's sad. But unfortunately, until your doctor learns about nutrition, you're not going to get any help.
So share the show with all the women you know to help keep them healthy.
Yeah, maybe they'll learn something that'll look at. I mean, look at how many women who have written us over the years that we've been doing the show that have said things like, you know, they've gotten rid of a lot of their symptoms for a variety of different autoimmune disorders just by cutting grain, corn, and soy out of their diet.
Mm-hmm.
It's that easy, really? Like, people are sitting out there going, but how could it be that easy? If it's that easy, why wouldn't doctors be telling you? I don't know. Maybe it's not in their best interest because then you won't be coming in and getting medication anymore. Think about it. It's not sinister. It's just reality. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Do we have more stories, or are we going to go to listener questions now?
Yes, listener.
We got a lot of listener questions and comments, great things to talk about. And who knows, maybe something that you sent us is on the list today. If it's not, it's not because we didn't like what you sent us, because I just can't find it. That's all. I am so unorganized.
Just send it to me, please.
Yeah, send it to Elisa Profumo by going to her Facebook page, and then you're assured to have your comment or question read on the air. If you send it to me, it will go into the Bermuda Triangle of messages.
Until I find it.
Look, okay, I'm looking at, I have three different email addresses that I manage right now. My main email inbox, 5,114 unread messages as of right this moment.
You're so special.
No, I'm not special. I'm overwhelmed. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, kids. Hey, give it up for Sammy Salmon and his amazing.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to
to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WayNaturalUSA.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Slim Thugger, you need to stop playing around with all the clowns and the wanksters. Good girls gotta get down with the gangsters.
Are you down with the gangsters? Huh?
Yes.
You're not. Are you really getting to me, right? There you go. Hear that? I'm the OG, baby.
Okay. Okay, just one really quick mention. There was a story on Natural News about marinating your meat beef would help reduce the carcinogens.
Right. And the reason for it is, and I want you to read the recipe that they gave, works the best, but when you cook any meat, not all meat, but beef, pork, chicken, when you cook it, and even to some degree fish, I believe, it develops something called heterocyclic amines, which really are amino acids plus creatine bonded together through the burning process. So the first thing is don't cook, burn. Yeah, don't burn your meat.
Don't cook it on high heat. Cook it on a medium heat and longer time.
Yeah, 300 degrees on a grill is all you need to cook meat properly. Don't be in such a rush. But here's something interesting before you give the recipe. There are sources of protein that no matter how much you cook them, don't develop heterocyclic amines.
Is that the grass-fed?
No. Milk, eggs, and liver. But wait a minute. Think about this. Liver and eggs both have high levels of B vitamins. So I wonder if it's the B vitamins that are in those two food groups that cause it not to develop the heterocyclic amines. Interesting. But what is the recipe? So if you marinate the meat in this first, it will produce less of this HCA.
74% less.
That's impressive. No matter how much you burn the meat.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Garlic, ginger, thyme, rosemary, and red chili pepper.
That's interesting.
An astounding 74%.
I wonder if it's just a matter of bathing. You know, it doesn't burn as much when it's got some juice in it to give up. Maybe that's what it is.
Well, maybe we should try it.
Yeah, but how do we test the HCA? I don't have a HCA test kit at home. Unfortunately, maybe
true.
Life Extension has one. We'll have to look.
Yeah. So, okay.
Anyway. All right. So we have lots of questions and
back,
things.
Now we're going to be talking about the questions and listener.
So
comments.
Where do we go first?
Okay, I will read one from Jason LeLoux.
Okay.
And he's so funny. I told him I was going to mention it today, and he messaged me back and said, I'm so famous.
Oh, he's always on the show. Come on, what are you talking about? He's a regular now.
He said that you did a show about heart rate variability. That was with Matt Andre.
Right.
And he sent him in search of an M-Wave.
Yeah.
Just found an app called GPS for the Soul that uses it. iPhone to basically do the same thing.
So there's an app called GPS for the Soul that will allow you to do your own heart rate variability test.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. Thank you for that, Jason LeLoux.
Yeah, we'll have to check that out.
Okay, the next one comes from Anonymous. He says, I'm having an embarrassing question, but as a longtime SHR listener, I know you do value sexual health. Yes, it's the key to health. It really is, and I'm not joking about that. While I have a high libido, I do have one problem, premature ejaculation. And as much reading as I have done about it, there seems to be a lot of other men that suffer with it as well. I've been married for 10 years since my early 20s, and this has been a problem the whole time. It's an absolute sprint. So being a critical thinker and the fact that physicians are so quick to give me SSRIs like candy, I went to the physician and complained about depression. And of course, just like that, walked out with a prescription for Zoloft. Yeah, right? Doctors are such idiots. I'm sorry. It's true. Well, of course, it delayed my ejaculations, but now the SSRIs are nasty stuff, plus a few days that I took it lowered my libido, so that sucks too. So do you think there is an alternative, or should I just take a very, very low dose of the Zoloft? And that's from Anonymous. No, I don't think you should take the Zoloft at all, first of all. Because I think that while it may solve this one problem for you, as you point out, it does lower your libido. It will lower your libido even at a low dose. And you'll become somewhat dependent on it. You're going to screw with your brain. Orgasm occurs as a very, very gentle dance between serotonin and dopamine. Anybody who is like me, a child of the 70s, knows that when you used that magical dopamine reuptake inhibitor, cocaine, it allowed you to have sex literally for weekends without orgasming. And that's because it keeps dopamine at a very, very high level. And as long as the dopamine is higher than the threshold of serotonin, you cannot orgasm. When serotonin rises and dopamine drops, that's when you orgasm. So the key is to keep dopamine at a high level, or serotonin at a low level. One of the things that you can do is use something like Mucuna purinus. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it properly, but you know what it is. Mucuna was all the rage, and supposedly will raise dopamine levels, which then raises growth hormone levels. Mucuna, or velvet bean, naturally has L-DOPA as a component, about 3 to 6% of the Mucuna contains L-DOPA. And it also contains a lesser amount of serotonin. I would suggest that you get a Sibinsa standardized Mucuna supplement. And I would start out with the recommended dose that they tell you to take before bed to raise growth hormone levels. And I would take that somewhere around an hour or so before sexual activity and see if that doesn't help prolong your sexual experience before you orgasm. And you're going to have to dial in the dose. The recommended dose may be too much. You may not be able to orgasm at all. Or you may last a little longer, but not as long as you want. And you're going to have to experiment with the dose. But that should be fun for you and your partner, experimenting with the dose. But I would start there. I would try something like that. The other thing that comes to mind, and I haven't done any real reading on it, is vinpocetine, which also, I believe, raises dopamine levels. I would not go overboard on these because you don't want too much dopamine because it'll make you, like when you're on cocaine, jittery, anxious, paranoid, and extremely talkative. And talkative people are not fun during sex. So experiment with the dose, and that should help you. And please email me back and let me know what you think about that.
Okay, I have a comment from Alex Leaf. Carl, I just got my vitamin D results back from Life Extension. Great service, really quick too. And I plan on upping my dosage to try to get to around 80 nanograms per milliliter. Without boring you with the details, this got me thinking about vitamin D's influence on other vitamins and minerals. With all of the promotion of Optimal D, you should bring Dr. Michael Smith back on the show to talk about other supplements you need if you're taking high-dose vitamin D. I know that it interacts with A and magnesium, which then extend to copper and zinc and calcium. And I'm sure Adele knows more about this as well and can provide some insight.
And we have Dr. Michael Smith, who just confirmed this morning that he's coming back on the show to talk about this.
Yay. And he said that was a great service with Life Extension. We still need to do that.
Yeah. And we're going to have another offer as a result of this. I just got an email just now that we're going to have another special blood test available to the listeners as a result of Alex Leaf's question.
And what is it?
I can't tell you now. We'll tell you as we get closer to the interview. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag because I have to get some of the details straightened out first. But we will have another really, really low-dollar, bottom-line blood test to go along with the D-test for those who, like Alex, are interested in a more cohesive understanding of what's going on in their blood. The next one comes from Joey Gleason. Excuse me. You remember Joey? He was on the show the other day.
Uh-huh.
What? I mean, you want to talk about a beautiful family? I mean, he's like movie star handsome, right? His wife is gorgeous. Their children, all of blonde hair, blue eyes. They look like the Von Trapp family. They're really gorgeous people, right? And so Joey says, Carl, I thought you'd get a kick out of this. My wife had my oldest two kids listen to the interview from Monday that he did with us. Apparently, my son was so inspired, he started doing body weight exercises while watching TV today. It took a few sets, but here are his totals at nearly 9 years of age. 125 push-ups, 100 dips, and 100 lying leg lifts. Keep inspiring all of us. How cool is that?
Well, so then I messaged him and asked him his son's name so we could give him a shout-out. His son's name is Justin.
Good job, Justin. We're going to have you on the show in a couple years.
He says that he told me, this is from Joy, he told me he did the same workout again today and plans to do it every other day. Maybe I'll see if the off days I can add pull-ups and goblet squats.
Wow. We're building little superhumans. You know what? I had this idea. I told you about it, right? Mm-hmm. You know when you're sitting behind somebody in a car and they have those little images of like a mom and a dad, the two kids, the dog and the cat?
Uh-huh.
I want to have those made for the superhuman family where like the dad is doing a front double bicep and the mom is like flexing her abs and doing like the most muscular pose and the kids are flexing and say the superhuman family under it.
Oh, that would be cute.
And even the dog can have muscles and the cat. You know what I mean? I would love to do that. I just have to figure out how. All right. So let's see. We have more.
Okay.
You want to go next or?
Go ahead.
This one comes from Joe Arthur. He says, I've been pondering a question for a while. With the sea of estrogen we live in, should we all supplement with some sort of estrogen protection? Nothing crazy strong, just like IC3 or DIM, Myomin, or maybe calcium deglucorate or something else that you may suggest, just to throw estrogen in the balance of our favor. Along the same lines, should women supplement with possibly one of these daily, along with natural progesterone cream, as suggested by John Lee? Can't wait to hear back on your thoughts. Well, here's my thoughts. There are tests out there that will tell if you have a high level of xenoestrogens in your body. And if you're consuming products that have phytoestrogens, you should know that already. Flaxseed, soy being the two worst culprits. I think you need to blood test for this. This is one of those things. I don't think you can just willy-nilly say, let me take something that's going to either, you know, DIM, IC3, Crisin, Myomin. These are not aromatase inhibitors. These are actually enhance the disposal of estrogen. And estrogen is not bad. I mean, I agree with you. Estrogen dominance can be a problem if you have relatively high levels of estrogen for a long, long time. It does change the landscape of your body, your heart, your brain, everything.
Are you talking man and woman?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
And men especially. But I don't think you can just assume that you do. I was very surprised. I'll be very open about something. At a gram of test a week, which I'm not on right now. I'm back at 250 milligrams a week, which is my HRT dose. At a gram of test a week, my estradiol levels were only 54. That is really low. I am not a high aromatizer. So I think that just one would assume that a gram of test a week, I would need at least 1 milligram of anastrozole every second or third day. And I didn't, and I don't. So I don't think that you can just assume that because, and I agree with you, we live in a sea of endocrine disruptors that are tilted towards estrogen-like compounds. But I don't think you can just assume that they are acting on your body unless, A, you're showing some symptoms, gynomastia being the most predominant of them. But I think blood testing, you can test for xenoestrogens. You can test for those types of toxic compounds in your bloodstream. If you do have a lot of them, before I would recommend taking something to get them out of the system, I would look at getting those out of your system from an environmental standpoint. Why are you so high in these xenoestrogens? Are you consuming things that are in PCB? Are you,
BPA.
BPA, PCBs being bad as well. Are you coming in contact with pesticides or organic or inorganic that have estrogen-like compounds in them? Why do you have these in your body? So only if you know that you have estrogenic activity would I suggest that you turn to something like these agents here, which are very mild, obviously. So those are my thoughts initially. Do you have one?
This is from Dr. Andro. He sent this to
me. Who?
Adele Musa.
Oh, yes, Adele Musa. I know him.
He says he just got word from Brian Recker, who asked him about whether or not the vitamin A cream will work on its own versus cellulite. I guess it would be worth a trial, but could not recommend a specific cream. Carl said that he would be compounding one himself. Maybe I can convince you to give away what exactly is going that you're going to mix.
Okay, I'll tell you what I'm mixing. As a result of the show that we did with Adele Moussa, and recalling that my grandparents used vitamin A and D ointment all the time, which and I don't even know if it's still available. I have to
you
see.
You said that on the show.
I ordered right after the show yesterday 100 grams of retinol palmitate and 100 grams of cholecalciferol, which is D3. 0.3 micrograms is one IU of vitamin A. So 90 micrograms is 330 IUs of vitamin A. In that study yesterday, they used a dose of 330 IUs of vitamin A per milliliter of the cream that these women rubbed on. So I'm going to compound something like 330 IUs of vitamin A and probably around the same amount of vitamin D3 into a lecithin-based organogel. How am I going to make that lecithin-based organogel? I'm going to start out very crude. I'm not going to get real sophisticated. I'm going to buy a good high-quality lecithin that could be from soy or sunflower seed, whatever you choose. Add just enough distilled water, purified distilled water, and let it sit until it, and whip it from time to time until it turns into a gel. And if you use equal amounts of lecithin and equal amounts of water, it will almost be 1 gram of weight for every milliliter of gel. And then I'm going to compound in the, let's say I take 60 milliliters, I'll compound in the exact ratio of retinol palmitate and vitamin D3 to reach that 330 IUs of each in a single milliliter and mix it together very well. Now, I'm not using any preservatives, so I'm only going to make enough that would last maybe 2 or 3 weeks and then put it in the fridge and let it sit.
And so since you have the lecithin, that's what transports it through.
The phosphatidyl properties of the phospholipids in the lecithin encapsulate the compounded drugs or agents in there. And then they also help breach the stratum corneum. When you put lecithin on your skin, it actually is a powerful penetration agent and will get through the spaces in between the stratum corneum. And because it has a fatty component, like a magnet, it's actually attracted into the deepest part of the dermis where the fat resides. And that's what compounding pharmacists make lecithin-based transdermal creams all the time. They're predominantly lecithin, and then they use some other enhancing agents like D-limonene, vitamin E oil, and a couple other things that add some additional penetration, but 80% of the penetration occurs just from the lecithin itself.
So as you guys talked about, the women in the study used acetone.
Yeah,
and
that's
so
crazy.
You're not going to have to do that because you're...
Well, I don't even know that they had to do that. I mean, acetone is so powerful. It dries the skin out. I understand why they did it. It dried the skin out to such a degree that breaching the stratum corneum was easy. I don't think it's necessary. Maybe you'll have to use a little more cream than they used in the study to get the same effect. But I have to believe that just what I know about lecithin-based organogels from when I was involved with FloGel and FloGel Ultra, that's going to carry 30% of what's compounded in it into your skin. And maybe by using the acetone to prep the skin, you get 50%. I mean, I'm not going to use acetone. That's terrible stuff.
Speaking of FloGel, somebody on Superhuman Network asked about that. If it's available.
Yeah, it is. If you Google FloGel Ultra, there's a guy who took over the distributorship when I got out of it. Yeah.
Okay.
We have one more thing. Oh, do you have something else to read? I have one more thing to read, and then we're done for the day. This is from Matt Coe. I was really pleased to read this on Facebook. He says, Carl, I've been listening to you for about 3 years from Dubai. I think what you are sending out in your broadcast is some of the most influential information out there. I, for one, have acted on some of the information you have broadcast. We are about to start selling Earth Pulse in Dubai and the Middle East to high-performing business leaders to make themselves and their businesses more effective. I love that. We are also onto the telomerase idea, and hopefully you will keep informing us on the advances into this amazing technology. You are doing a fantastic job, and I'd like to be the first to let you know that your infectious passion is spreading across the world. I will be listening to you for as long as you keep broadcasting. Keep it going, big guy. Speak big or go home. I like that. Matt Coe from Dubai. I love it. Dubai. I mean, can you imagine? That's exciting to me.
That is exciting.
That's wonderful. Matt, thank you very much. You made my day when you wrote this, and I had the opportunity to read it. I want to thank you so much for listening to the show and helping spread the word and create a superhuman nation there in Dubai. Do we have anything else to talk about?
No.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay. Well, there you go. Thank you for listening this week. We have great shows planned for next week. We'll see you then.
Bye.